This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. That's Lauren Daigle.
It's really good.
And she's like a Christian singer. We played her a couple weeks ago when that record came out for Human. And now there she is up on the Alice. Happening.
Did you guys listen to her on your camping adventure
last week?
We didn't. No, oh. we just sang.
Oh, you sang all your own songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there someone there that pulls out a guitar?
Oh yeah, like some of the best worship leaders in the whole world were there. It was amazing.
And you like play guitar and sing and
yeah, and
around a campfire.
No, there's a chapel in the middle of the woods.
Oh,
so we kind of did that.
How romantic.
Oh, outdoors.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know where that is. All right.
Yeah. We should go over there and just explore.
That's awesome.
Well, no, the missus was doing some preliminary, like, looking around for spots where people get married, and I think that that's one of the things she
found. Oh, it is. Yeah, people get married there.
Right down the street,
Penny. I would love to attend your wedding there if I'm invited. That would be great.
If and when we marry, you will be invited.
All right.
If and when?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not hanging on. Yes, I bought a ring. There's a ring on her finger. So, yes, we're going to. I just don't know. I have no idea when that will be.
Couldn't we just say when?
When we marry.
Great. If and when.
You know what I mean.
Do I?
I think you do. I think you do.
Oh.
I just mean that it's not something. It's not the front. Right now, there's no plans. Mm. But that's
this overwhelming
one thing
feeling
she started
of concern is just, it's really, it's overwhelming.
It really She's,
it's something she started to look at.
All right.
What are you making? Why are you looking at me all side-faced?
No, if and when thing. Stop it. We love her. You've got two kids with her.
I know. But I, you know, okay, put it this way. She's a procrastinator. It's not something that happens.
Man.
She doesn't.
The truth.
Doesn't jump on stuff. I'm not in a rush, and she's clearly gonna. Who knows when that'll happen?
You're like, you feel like you've done your part of it, and so she's got to do the rest of it, and so you're pretty sure it's never gonna happen. So that is an if and when situation. You're right.
Well,
I'm sorry. My bad.
She definitely didn't procrastinate on popping out babies. I'll tell you that.
Actually, she did.
She was 40 when she had the last
they're
one.
5 years apart. There was some procrastination happening.
I don't know. Or was that just her working on you, Vinny?
No, actually, she didn't even ask for a long time. Mm. I told you guys this probably against my own
better
judgment. I told you very clearly. We almost broke up. We were almost done.
That was after the first baby?
The first baby. Yeah. We were absolutely having troubles as a couple and as a family. It was very hard. So we made it after.
Looks like
no,
we made
on.
It.
After I dragged her into counseling, and we.
How's it going this time?
Yeah, how's it going?
Much
this time?
Better. We'll see, though. She's on. What do they call that?
Maternity
leave. Still.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like antidepressants.
No.
Zoloft.
She's on OxyContin.
So, in fact, it came up. It came up just last night. Aaron. She was like, I forget what we were talking about, something date wise, but she was like, I'm already coming to the end of my thing.
February, right?
It's in February.
Oh, sucks.
She has a couple months left.
Did she say, put another baby in me so I don't have to go back to work?
That is never happening. Ever. No. There's no...
Who got the snip? You did.
Well, she got the...
IUD.
IUD put back in... People who have this IUD love it.
I love it.
Do you?
I have the same one as for Rachie as the Marina.
I think so.
I haven't had a period or cramps and...
Why do you still keep doing it? Because otherwise you'd still get a period? You're 50-something years old.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, first of all, I certainly wouldn't want to accidentally get pregnant at 50. Not that I think that would happen. But also because it's just great.
Helps your system.
I don't have cramps anymore. I don't. And the period that I do have is
minimal.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'm watching some of my girlfriends who are my age as we start to go through the change. Have these really horrible.
Oh, wow.
It's tough, man.
All right. Well, you stay on that.
It's hard out there for a chick.
Pimp. Hey, did you do the contest yet?
I didn't do it yet.
Oh, right. For crying out loud.
Oh, my God.
Well, we got to talking, you guys. That's what we do. All right. Mm-mm. This is it. The best week of the year. I love this one. Tickets and turkeys.
Woo!
All week long, caller number 97 on the fives at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5 gets a pair of tickets to Alice in Winterland, December 6th at the Masonic, starring One Republic, Leon Bridges, Michael Fronte, and Spearhead. Plus, the whole station's there. It's our Christmas party. And not only do you get the tickets, but we'll throw in a $100 Safeway gift card so you can pick up a turkey dinner and leave the cook in a Safeway. Hashtag yum. Call now, 800-400-3697. This is your first chance today. Caller number 97 right now is going to the show and getting that $100 gift card.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Now, as I read this page, I want to make clear this is a perfect example of people hearing completely different things.
Okay.
510 says, oh, Hooman sounds so happy and upbeat today.
Yay! Mm. He's happy from his birthday?
I am, yes.
And your real birthday is this Thursday, right?
It is, yeah.
Oh, it's a whole week of celebration.
Oh,
we're
going to
be reviewing the new Harry Potter movie that day.
Oh.
So I was going to tell you, it's the two Johns. They got a birthday
John
song.
John.
He
talked them into it. It was a hard sell, too.
What do you mean? They don't love it?
They're only doing it because it's Hooman's birthday.
Yeah. And
they don't want to come in?
There were some scheduling difficulties that...
The kid's got Uber on his phone. Say it.
What?
He'll be fine. He'll have to Uber, but it's a big day.
It's a thing. Yeah. Oh.
For the kid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So the kid is going to be on his own because I'm not
like
driving
a presentation
him to any night classes or anything. So.
He'll be fine.
510 says,
got his big point pants.
We got it, Hooman. You hate women. Chill.
Oh,
there are just
no,
as many
stop.
Bad husbands as there are wives.
Oh. I'm sure there are. Hey, I'm just talking about the people I know. The guys.
It's all the girls.
It's all the guys that I lose to their wives, which is a lot.
You poor thing.
Thanks so much. I don't hate women. It's messed up.
Would
is it counting
415 says, would Hooman have a Persian wedding ceremony?
Oh,
what does that involve?
Well, I mean, there could be a Persian element, but I definitely want a Christian, churchy minister, Jesus wedding.
Gonna invite your dad?
I don't. The Trump has made it hard for people to come even for weddings.
You wouldn't invite him
anyway.
Yeah,
you wouldn't invite him anyway.
Yeah, you're right. I don't want to make my mom uncomfortable. So.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Forget that guy.
Do you talk to him now?
No.
Are they officially divorced?
Well, according to
he just said it out loud
Islamic
three times.
Law, no. According to American law, yes.
Oh,
707 says, please thank all the volunteer firefighters who drop everything and go to help.
Absolutely.
Everyone who is taking part in the fight against these wildfires, thank you. Everyone, from the people collecting donations and bringing stuff up there and down there to, you know, the people actually on the front lines. We can't thank you enough.
415 says, I'm with you, Vinny. Meat on the bone is barbaric.
I love it.
I agree.
I feel like I am somewhat barbaric.
I
am a barbarian.
When I'm eating
I love it.
Meat off a bone, but like, dang, it's so delicious.
Like back to my roots.
But it has all those strings and tendons.
I know, and I chew on those.
They snap in your face because you're pulling it.
Yeah.
I think we're
no worse than
eating different things than you. I have a very different.
Song.
What?
Hooman song.
Oh, mushrooms at me?
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say it?
Because I didn't feel like it.
Chicken and waffles is not a craze. Black people been serving that for decades, says 415.
Okay, well, I just didn't know about it, so. But I think it's great.
I like both of them, just not together. Like, I don't want
Well, have you had them together? How do you know you don't like them together?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I've ordered it before, but I will have them separate because I don't want my sweet.
And your savory mix.
Yeah, not with that particular thing.
Yeah, because I like a little bacon in my maple syrup.
Yeah,
with
I don't
each
like
bite.
That.
I'll even put a little on my eggs, you know.
Oh.
Like that.
Oh.
It's kind of nice.
408 says, Sarah, I think Vinny is describing an older device called Nicotrol Inhaler. You need a prescription. I'm a pharmaceutical sales.
Farticle too.
Pharmaceutical sales rep and used to sell it. There are so many products available right now. Your physician should be able to guide you on all the latest smoking cessation treatments and programs available today, like Chantix. Also, check your American Lung Association. They have very effective programs, too. You got this. I believe in you.
Yes, Sierra. Yes,
thank
Sierra.
You.
She won't talk to her physician, though. That's not happening.
That's true. I did like her, though, when John made me go. She seemed great.
650 says, on the Today Show, Chip and Joanna announced their TV comeback.
I know. Something on the Discovery Channel?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, aren't they having a network?
Own network?
Someone said...
Because
yeah.
It was called, it said on Discovery Network, but it did sound in the title as though they were getting their own, but there is already a Discovery Channel, so I don't know. I guess, you know, if anyone deserves a network, it's them.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Oh, God.
I love them. Think of all the great shows they'll put up there.
On HGTV every single time I turn it on. And
Know
now
what? You're going to have a whole new network to watch.
When I go, I'll go upstairs and watch my show. That one's on that channel, too. Yeah. It's like, how can you watch that all day, every day?
It's fun. It's just nice to have in the background. Sometimes you see the big reveal.
707 says, word, Vinny. Bleep chicken on the bone.
Oh, goodness. Okay, McNugget people.
Saw Bohemian Rhapsody over the weekend and loved it. That's 510.
It's so good. I've been thinking about it a lot.
Have you?
Yeah. I love when a movie kind of sticks with me. It's nice.
Did you like the way it ended with the whole concert?
Yeah, it was good.
That was unexpected, wasn't it? Or did you already?
I
know that?
Expected it because you told me directly in the
that
movie
was
review.
Tommy Iger, that was Tommy Iger.
No, whoever
wasn't
did
me.
The wasn't me. Yeah, I knew exactly how it was going to end because I was told that in the movie review.
Oh,
but it was fine. It was a good ending. I liked it. Did you get a winner yet?
Not yet. I'm almost there. I've got two more.
He's talking in between.
Cumin.
Perfect.
All right, Bryn, do all the work.
Cumin, you're amazing.
Oh, boy.
Cumin just saved us right now. I had him working a project during the morning show. And
oh,
got
my God.
Done.
That is absolutely unbelievable that you were able to pull that off.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much,
Vaughn. Thanks to Vaughn.
Oh, and Vaughn and Ray.
And while Vaughn was working on that, Chase was doing the camera.
Oh, this is, you know, a little redundancy goes a long way.
Yes.
707 says, I can tell you that the bladder can be damaged from a large one. LOL, my coworker had it happen and needed surgery.
Oh, boy.
Notice they threw LOL in there at their coworker's pain.
Well.
Sheesh. LOL.
Your bladder's messed up.
You're wetting your pants.
You're a second grader again.
281 says,
come on, Patricia.
Like a tube sock? And y'all say Bryn is too gross.
Yeah, get off me.
Come on, that was funny. Besides, Bryn's not the gross one, it's Vinny. Although we all vie for the title from time to time. Oh, fun.
Kevin reporting for the ANN from Danville. It's apparent now by how far my giblets have ascended into my body that it was a mistake to wear shorts today. It's a frigid 31 degrees with a high of 71. Looks like colder out there in the morning than he expected. So think of that as you're leaving.
As you're dressing. Although once the sun comes up, it warms right up. But yeah, it's been freezing in the morning.
Uh-huh. Mm. My Google Home Hub told me 39 outside.
That's chilly.
925 says, Sarah, your motivation this time around can be your listeners. Remember how many people you inspired when you quit? You have probably literally saved lives. Just think of all the people you will further save if you make it through this. Or how many people you might unintentionally cause to go back to cigarettes if you do.
Listen, here's the whole thing of it is that I've been very, very happy with these e-cigs for going on 10 years. And now they've just shut them down. And I get that the reason they're shutting down all this vape stuff is because of the kids. And I agree. I don't want the kids to get hooked. I think it's horrible that they're doing all these flavors. But for those of us who turn to those to get away from cigarettes, like, I actually want to continue to, I need to find another type that I like.
Right.
I'm not looking really to, I get that I'm nicotine's bitch. I actually enjoy the.
I would think you'd like the opportunity to try some different
stuff. I am going to try some other stuff. I'm going to have
to. It'll be costly venture, but, you know, in the process, you might have some fun and enjoy it. And you can even
start
maybe
trying it right away.
Do a podcast about it.
Oh, my God.
More work.
I know. Yay. I want to do one of those ASMR, is that what those are called?
Oh, yeah.
ASMR podcast. I just want to sit and whisper into a microphone and put like weird little, like, run my thumb down the spokes of a comb and do all little sounds and stuff.
I don't like that.
You don't have to listen to it.
I won't.
Well, okay, then.
415 says,
thanks for the support.
Part, I just don't, no, I'll listen to something else, but that whispering thing just irritates me.
It doesn't do it to you, but it does it to me. It gets me that sort of semi-high feeling. Mm. I get a little bit like distant weirdness, kooky. I like it. I didn't know that it could be controlled like it is through these audio tapes because I just would get it at random times.
Have you ever tried it, like to go to sleep to or something? Mm-hmm.
Have you?
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. I do love it, though, when I've been listening to different ones. Like, I actually really liked the Cardi B one.
See, I think she's too much of a character.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know that I would enjoy hers as much because she's got all that, like,
takes you out of it.
She does them in her special whispering voice.
415 says, oh, good Lord. Sonny was Michael's hot-headed brother that was, 40 years, spoiler alert, was viciously killed at the toll booth.
I remember that.
Sorry. We're sorry we didn't know all the characters' names from The Godfather from 40 years ago.
Hooman, I'm so disappointed in you. You call yourself a movie reviewer, and yet it seems like you don't know your movie history. SMH.
I couldn't remember Sonny's name. I
can't remember everything.
Come on. And today was a little erratic. I mean, there's some running around.
It was a crazy day today.
You know.
It continues to be a crazy day.
It's not just me.
The craziness continues. Mm.
Someone's texting in a question about our toy drive, and there is going to be something this year, but it'll be different than it's been in years past.
We're hopeful that something that we're trying to work out with legal, et cetera, is going to happen, because it'll be great if it does. And either way, we're going to be collecting toys at Winterland,
right.
And
we'll do what we can. We are not responsible directly for the things. For the change.
Something happened and it's...
But we're going to do our best to rally.
Save the situation.
And figure it out.
Yeah.
And make it still happen. Mm. 408 says, the new Muse album is great and different. Mm.
But it still feels very Muse-ish.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly a Muse record.
415 says, Vinny, your code word story is the reason why kids don't play outside anymore, especially when their parents are off busy surfing and living their own selfish lives.
Wow. Oh, that was mean.
Yikes.
I wish
I surfed enough to feel guilty like you're trying to make me feel right now. That's so far from reality, you just make me laugh. Ridiculous. You have no idea how many things I'm like, oh, for crying out loud.
Are mean
today. All I do is that.
I know.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's not even right how much time your kids are getting with their parents.
They're getting all of it. Stingy little punks.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that gets us current. There's a lot of stuff about the fires, but we clearly know that's a devastating story.
And Hooman, you did get a winner, correct? Because I see that people are still calling.
My headphones fell. Say that again.
You did get a winner.
Oh, yes. The winner is from San Jose, and her name is Vanessa.
All right. Vanessa from San Jose is the first winner of Tickets and Turkeys. We got that all week long at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So your next chance coming up at 11. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Say it all again.
No.
Was that an off-air conversation? I didn't hear this is for off-air.
Yeah, I didn't hear that either. I feel like we should really bring that on
I'm
the
sorry,
air.
I'm sorry. I tell those stories one time.
Oh man.
Can we retell it for you?
You go ahead.
All right. Vinny got a new doctor, and she measured him and confirmed what we've known all along. He's not 5'8". He's 5'7".
And some change.
And, right. I think you would have added the change into the first telling of the story. And then he's sitting in a chair, and she goes, pick your feet up. And he does, and the chair weighs him.
So he leaves the office thinking,
I'm short and fat.
I add on,
and bald.
You guys are nice people.
Oh,
happy
old.
Monday, everyone. And all. Oh, thanks so much.
You got it all, baby.
Damn, you're hot. Now you're getting to be my kind of guy.
You're getting there. You should grow a big white mustache, and then you'll be all set.
You know what? I can do that.
Yeah. Within a day, tomorrow.
Squeeze it out, Vin. You can do it.
Glad we're having a good time.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Hey, thanks for listening today.
That was my Friday, everyone.
Yeah.
And I waited a long time into the daytime for that.
Right. It had to feel good, right?
Oh, it was fantastic.
And it's so easy to get to that doctor's office. Anyway, thanks for listening today. Don't forget, all day long, tickets
thanks
and turkeys. Actually, all week as well. Mm-hmm. So keep it here on the Alice, please.
Go Niners.
Yes, oh, yeah, go Niners tonight. Mm-hmm. That's right. Anything else we need to squeeze in?
Thanks to the veterans.
Oh, yes. Of course.
We do really appreciate your service.
It is Veterans Day observed.
And our freedoms.
And of course, thank you to
your service.
The mm-hmm. Cal Fire people, right. Everybody fighting those fires.
Our digital department, Ron and Brad, are putting up the lists that we made
for
them for donations and information.
Volunteer stuff and everywhere that you can go to help. So thank you, everybody, for listening, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.